The 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
And you're very welcome back to the programme. It's great to have you on board this Wednesday of Christmas week. Coming up very shortly, we'll be crossing over to the Lake House Nursing Home in Dunfanaghy. I used the wrong name just before 10, sorry. I was just going off the top of my head, which is never a good idea. But Tommy and Sinead and the crew are in situ. We're looking forward to a bit of music and great chat. That's from the Lake House Nursing Home in Dunfanaghy, around about 10:30. Just one more reminder for you that we're pausing the lines on our card draw at 11 o'clock today because between 11 and 12, we are hopefully giving away €1,000. We're going to be calling a lucky listener, someone who's taken part in the draw. Hopefully they'll pick up their phone and win €1,000. There's only 3 more €1,000 to go, but still only 3. It's still 3 chances to win €1,000 and a 30,000 plus car. If you want to get into those 4 draws, you have about 45 minutes. Go onto our website. It is highlandradio.com. It's secure and safe for you to do that way. But if you want to give us a call, we have our team here taking your calls, 07491 25000. We'll get you in all 4 draws if you're in us over the next 3/4 of an hour, and of course too, if you're in Letterkenny, you can call up and say hello, and we'll sort you out that way. Right, lots of comments coming in on the Killigordon traffic lights, not traffic lights, school safety situation. And also on cars with very bright lights. So let's go through some of them. Majority of cars, the bulbs are in wrong. I'm a mechanic. The bulb is in upside down. The light is then shining up instead of down. Okay. I have the same problem. LED lights are blinding. With the RSA test, all lights should have the same standard of bulbs, just so we're not being blinded by different bulbs. But you see, I think really what the RSA seem to have a responsibility to is the pitch of the lights. But if you're driving a low car and you've got a certain pitch, now correct me if I'm wrong, and then you've got a higher car, but also too, you can, on a lot of cars now, there's a little dial that you can adjust the lights, the brightness of them, and I think the drivers put them up full, and it is very blinding. Now, I could be reading it wrong, but that's the kind of experience I have. I have the same problem. They also have LED spotlights for fog on, and it's not foggy, no need for it, and they're blinding others as well. Indeed, that can be quite a distraction. The lighting regulations or vehicles need to be overhauled. Up until now, the brightness was regulated by wattage. The maximum wattage for main beam is 60 watts and 55 watts for dipped beam. Today's LED lights of this wattage are much brighter. Therefore, the lighting of the vehicle regulations need to be changed to limit the humans of a vehicle headlight. Previously, if you had bulbs of higher wattage than 60 or 55 fitted to your car, it would fail the NCT. Modern LED bulbs can circumvent this regulation by being below the legal wattage. I agree that these blinding white lights should be made illegal. They could well be the cause of collisions on our roads, and unless we gather that data, we simply would not know, would we? Hi, Greg. My sister's car automatically dips the light, but I've noticed when sitting on with her that the car doesn't actually dip until the upcoming vehicle is very close. Also, please plead with drivers to use their indicators. The amount of near collisions is ridiculous just because people don't can't be bothered to indicate. Yeah, indeed. You see, like, if you're approaching a corner and you see a car coming and you're, you know, you dip your lights manually. Now, the car I drive does automatically dip them and it seems pretty good, but I'm going to be more conscious of this going forward. When the car's doing itself, and it depends on how good the car is doing, it does need to see the lights and they can be really quite close. A caller says, that is a great point about SUVs blinding you, Greg. Does the NCT take this factor into account, I wonder? I don't believe they do. I don't believe they do, but we have some, I know we have people working in the NCT that listen to the show. Maybe they can let us know their read of it, maybe give us an understanding of how that all works. Another caller agrees with Tom, 100%. Another, it's not just new cars, it's old cars as well, so you can buy these lights anywhere. You can indeed. When I talked about new cars, I'm talking about an awful lot of them are high. Some of them actually have the headlights high in the high car as is, but also this automatic dipping flashing is, I think it's a factor, and I only chucked that in as part of the conversation. Hi, Tom is right about these lights on cars. My God, they do blind you for sure. I think the RSA need to get a grip on this. If people need these lights on, they should not be driving. And back to Killigordon School now. Why hasn't the school a pedestrian crossing? There is a bus stop there, and I think a crossing would at least slow the traffic down. Indeed, but it's just the speed with which the traffic can come in that road. Quite a concern. And I presume it's the responsibility of the TII for that road. I went past that school in Killigordon yesterday and remarked a car was parked on the footpath outside that school. I can understand why it might be. There are three bays, effectively, for cars to park outside that national school. And maybe people, I don't know, people will park wherever they can, I suppose. Listening to your show, Donoughmore School in the school is equally as dangerous as Killigordon. Hi, I'd like to express my concerns re the drop-off parking area for children attending Killigordon National School. It's the main street in Killigordon. We've raised this issue numerous times. We seem to hit a brick wall. A bus stop appeared. No consultation with School Box Junction. They were removed. No consultation. We fear for the safety of our children. The speed at which traffic goes outside our school is scary, to say the least. It is an accident waiting to happen. Thank you for taking the time to highlight our concerns. And I'm not being pernickety and I'm not correcting you, but it's not an accident waiting to happen. It's a death waiting to happen, or it's a serious injury waiting to happen. An accident would suggest that there is no sort of, you know, there is no contributing factors. And I really think it's important that we really factor in road conditions, road safety as a feature of road traffic collisions. And, you know, we can do our bit as best we can as drivers to keep our cars safe, to do the NCT, to be insured, to be tested, to be careful, right? But we also should have an expectation that the road and the road infrastructure meets us halfway. And that's why I'm sort of picking you up on the word accident, if you get me. I would use it too, and as I say, I'm not being semantic. But, you know, if something happened there, I think we'd probably find that the road could have contributed to it, if that makes sense. Now there are over 200 in the school, and that adds teaching staff, etc. What has the school done to get work done to meet the increase in pupils? Well, they're campaigning all the time. And listen, by the time the likes of a school principal will come and speak to us, or parents would sort of say, look, we need to raise this issue. By the time you get to that point, it's for a reason. And it's probably because they feel they're not getting anywhere elsewhere. So it's not like they've just said, right, let's call Greg. They've been at this a long time, worried about it a long time, and they've gone, right, okay, we need to get a bit of publicity on this. And as I say, I'm going to return to this in the new year. I don't want this to be buried in Christmas and the new year. This is really important, and I would feel responsible if we didn't discuss this further if something happened to one of those beautiful, innocent children. Killigordon National School is on the busy N15 and needs a bigger drop-off area and yellow boxes at the entrance and exit. It very easily gets blocked up and parents then park on the side of the busy road. Hi, Greg. As regards as the school on the main street in Killigordon, there is no adequate parking for school staff and we have to park along the roadside, which is dangerous and may cause obstructions or accidents. That comes from someone working in the school. Yeah, indeed. And you, as a worker there, are entitled to sort of safe parking as well, I'd imagine. Listen, really busy on the phone lines today. Thanks so much for keeping us updated on your views. Now, just to remind you, if you want to watch us broadcasting live from the Lake House Nursing Home in Dunfanaghy, don't forget you can go onto YouTube, Highland Radio Ireland. We're live there as we are every day. If you have a smart TV, you'll have the YouTube app. If you have a Fire Stick, you'll have the YouTube app. You can watch it on your big screen if you're at home or across your mobile devices, laptops, tablets, etc., or your mobile phone. And we're on Facebook as well, of course, Highland Hub, Highland Radio News and Sports. So make sure to tune in if you can, if you want to watch it, of course. It's just an option. Good morning, Bernie. Hello from Sydney. Happy Christmas and a super 2024. Overstaying with my daughter until February, but still tuning in as much as I can. Keep up the good work. Bernie, thank you so much. And it's lovely to have you on board. It's summer in Australia at the moment, isn't it? Marie McLaughlin, have a wonderful Christmas, Greg, and all at Highland. Thanks for all the superb entertainment from all the presenters. Thank you so much, Marie, for your lovely comments. Annie, good morning, Greg. Good morning to you, Annie. And also Dolores Dunleavy, a regular watcher of the show. Good morning to you. And Dahi too. Happy Christmas, Greg and crew at Highland. Still want us out of the EU. Dahi, are you feeling the Christmas spirit a little bit there? I do appreciate you. You are like so many of our listeners. You have your views and we do appreciate them. But it seems to be you're feeling the Christmas love there, which is very nice, Dahi. Good to have you on board. And it is very nice to have on board the show at the moment our next guest, who I'll go to just in a moment. Just to remind you of our telephone numbers, 08660 25000 is the WhatsApp and text, 08660 25000, or call us on 07491 25000. If you wish to email, it's comments at highlandradio.com. But our next guest is Sister Faustina. Good morning to you, Sister. Thank you so very much for your time today.
Good morning, Greg. It's lovely to be with you.
Indeed, and you. And there is a new book out, And sometimes you have to sort of, you know, as an interviewer, come up with some clever questions and try and dig into the, you know, the motivation for a book or what it might mean or how someone might read it and all of that. But here we have a book that really is quite self-explanatory, isn't it? Calm the Soul, a book of simple wisdom and prayer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Greg. In fact, we have had a lot of positive feedback about the book. And one of the comments was, it does what it says on the cover. So that was very encouraging. But actually the original book came out in 2012, 2013. And then the publishers approached us earlier this summer and asked us, would we be interested in publishing a 10th anniversary edition? So we thought we would use that opportunity then just to add some more content based on, you know, concerns that people have when they come to the monastery and they're asking for prayers. And, you know, there's been so much upheaval in the world in the last 10 years, and we're actually living through further upheaval, more anxiety about climate change, depression, all kinds of family concerns. So we like to think that the new content reflects some of those concerns, while at the same time recognizing that the original content is still as relevant, if not more relevant than ever, you know, because there's so much challenges that people have to face.
It's escaping those challenges, even for a moment of reflection. For some, it could be mindfulness, meditation, whatever it might be. For others, it is prayer, and it's just looking at the words, reflecting on the words, but being in yourself for that moment, because whilst you are in that space, then everything else you would hope you get a break from, if that is a okay way to put it.
It's so true. You know, we hear a lot these days about mental health and how to address the crisis, really, that's in our country at the moment in terms of people concerned with oppression, depression and that kind of thing. We have soaring rates of suicide, sadly. And so I feel, and we believe that the spiritual side, you know, the peace of, you know, attending to the needs of our soul is really important as well, you know. And of course we have to, you know, use whatever professional help that is available, because we really believe, and we have that in the introduction, in fact, that God uses, you know, others to help us as well. And that includes the professionals, mental health professionals and psychologists and everything else. But we, you know, I think the main message of the book is that we don't have to face life alone, that God is with us and God is for us. And the whole tone of the book is very conversational. So it's a bit like, you know, having a conversation with a friend, really. So we really try to bring forth that idea of God as our friend and God being for us and not distant, not like a tyrant who's going to, you know, put little black marks in our book if we put a foot wrong, you know.
Yeah, and so I think we also don't we, sister, we also have, you know, dependent on what you're going through, and we've all been through it, things can feel inescapable. But also too, I think, just with everything that's going on in the world, but also internally in the country, I think some of us have begun to survive on a diet of negativity and bad news and feeling a certain way. I go out of my way, particularly given the job that I do, to give myself space away from that. And everyone has different ways of doing it. Oh, wow. But I just think it's really important that we don't content ourselves in a sort of like a bath of negativity that's so overwhelming. You know, we have to give ourselves some space. We have to give ourselves a break from it, because every way you turn, and particularly, you know, with social media, because we've got the real life and what we might hear and see is bad news, then we turn to social media, and then we find ourselves engaging in that as well. And then we switch on the news at night. You know, we aren't equipped to deal with that all of the time. And I think we also have to make a conscious effort to try and give ourselves a break and give ourselves some space.
That's absolutely true, Greg. We should have got you involved to co-write this book with us, actually. that's actually what we have in the introduction to the book, where we're talking about how all that negativity can impact us, you know, not only in our souls and our minds, but in our bodies too. Like, and so it is really important to try and zone out of all that negativity that's coming at people all the time. And I suppose as Port Clare's, and we're right in the middle of Galway City, and, you know, we really get a sense of the grassroots, of the effect of that negative stuff coming at people all the time. And also, it's not just the bad news and the negativity, but also sometimes, you know, anecdotally, we hear stories of people who, you know, put out their best selves on the internet or on their social media things, you know, platforms, and yet can be really carrying deep wounds and sadness and pain inside. And the whole message of Calm the Soul is that we don't have to bear all of that alone, that there's God is real. And, you know, I suppose as Port Clare's and as women who have dedicated our lives to God, we don't just know that conceptually. We experience that. You know, we spend a lot of time each day in prayer and meditation, and, you know, it's not a fairy tale. You know, it's so real. And I suppose we just found, and we were so joyful, just joyful that we could share some of that spirituality and conviction that we have through the written word. Because, you know, we don't actually, in our vocation as Port Clare's, we don't kind of go out too much. You know, we go out for really necessary things, but we don't have what's called an active apostolate. So we don't go out actively evangelizing or going out to the monastery much. So the written word is actually a fantastic way for us to share all of that. You know?
Yes, and of course it is a book, and it is the time of the year for giving. And I think this would be a gift well received by a lot of people. And I don't think you have to be incredibly religious to benefit from a lot of the messages here, if you know what I mean, because they're sound. Yeah. They're sound messages. Now, obviously, it would benefit someone who is a believer, or maybe it might turn them into one. But my point is that, you know, whether you're very religious or not very religious, or regardless of your religion for the most part, it is a time to reflect and a bit of inward thinking and contextualization and what have you. So I think it'd be a really good gift. So I'm going to ask you where people might be able to get a copy of this book. We're right up to Christmas now, so post might be a bit of an issue. Is it being stocked, or is it all online, sister? And what a lovely way to start the new year if you can't get it by Christmas.
Yeah, I fear that it may not be available before Christmas, but it's certainly, there are several bookshops online that carry it. I'm not sure about the bookshops in Donegal, but, you know, in your kind of catchment area. But, I mean, it's available in bookshops, you know, Easons, you know, Dubray.
Oh, we have Easons. We have, yes.
Okay, we have to
get you to Donegal. We are somewhat advanced. No, I'm only joking.
You know what, Craig? I have Donegal roots. Now, my mother's from Donegal, and I love Donegal. So
where is your mum from? Sister Faustina, yeah. Where is your mother from?
She's from Inishowen, actually.
Lovely.
Yes, okay.
Lovely. Yeah. Oh, beautiful part of the world, of course. Listen, yeah. It's been lovely speaking to you. Thank you very much indeed. The book is called Calm the Soul, the Book of Simple Prayer. Simple Wisdom and Prayer. It's from the Port Clare's in Galway. It's an updated 10th anniversary edition as well. And we really appreciate your time. And I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. And thank you for joining us. It's been very pleasant. All right. Bye-bye. Take care of yourself. Sister Faustina there, whose mother hails from Inishowen. Okay, just to let you know, by the way, Veritas in Letterkenny stock the book Calm the Soul. So fair play, it is available locally. Thank you so very much for getting in touch with us there. Nice present for someone in your life. Right, okay, Greg, a listener to a show. Oh, it says Greg because this is what I'm supposed to say. A listener to the show has made a very generous anonymous donation to Highland Radio to share with the community of the Northwest. Now, we know who they are. But they wish to stay anonymous. So all this week on the 9 till noon show, we're visiting a number of nursing homes to bring some festive cheer to your family and friends. This morning, we're going live to Lakehouse Nursing Home, Dunfanaghy. We have Tommy Rosny and Sinead Black, and we can say good morning to them now. Tommy, Sinead, how are you getting on?
Good morning, Greg. We are, as you said, in Port na Blaid on Fanahy in the Lake House. Aren't we? Say good morning, everybody. We've a lovely bunch here today.
And a lovely sunny day. I'm thinking of going for a swim when we leave.
Tommy wanted to stop at the beach on the way down the road, Greg, today. We have a lovely, lively bunch here today. And
why did you want to stop at the beach?
Oh, it was a lovely weather, wasn't it?
Go for a swim.
And you have a new Christmas jumper on, Tommy, I see, as well.
Yes, I got one that fits this time. This is my own.
Well, the jury's out on that, but yes, I
that's a nice one.
As I was saying, so I'm going to be taking a little bit more of a back seat today, Greg. We have lots of entertainment here and lots of singers and lots of characters here in the lovely nursing home today. So I think, Tommy, we're going to speak to Jennifer first, who is the matron here, Greg.
Jennifer, come over here and say hello to us. What do you think of Jennifer's hat?
Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome. We welcome Highland Radio to the Lake House. It's lovely that yous are actually here in person because yous are always here in voice. Highland Radio is on the Lake House every day. So we're delighted that yous are here to share this with us today.
Come here, Jennifer. You have a busy schedule now over the next couple of days, haven't you?
Yeah, Christmas has kind of started here in the Lake House at the beginning of December. Our Christmas trees and decorations go up. We've had schools and singing carols, which has just been brilliant. Fulcara PCC and the National School and Creasla. And we've had our own residence party here, which Sinead's dad played music at, Alex. And we had a great day that day. So we've a lot lined up now, a lot of carol singing and a party on Christmas Eve.
Tommy, do you mind, what is the favourite radio show? We have, obviously, Highland on in the Lake House Nursing Home all day. Is there a particular favourite radio show? I'm just you didn't ask that question.
Tommy Ross.
No, Greg, you're getting yourself in big bother.
I'm sorry, Greg, but definitely the most popular country show here in Highland Radio is the Sunday morning show.
There you go, Tommy.
They love to hear the music on Sunday morning.
It is a beautiful show. It is a beautiful show, no doubt.
Yeah.
The only reason they don't hear me, they all be in bed.
And you sound like you're in bed half the time, Tommy.
Greg, I just want to tell you, Jennifer's actually my cousin.
Oh, lovely.
And I see, we be here, myself and Dad, quite a bit. But I don't speak on behalf. I speak on behalf of my own personal family and friends of Jennifer, but just to all nurses and staff in any of that area, I'm sure around Donegal, like we as a family are very proud of Jennifer, and I'm sure all the staff here are as well. So I just want to commend her from a personal note, but as well, like it's not just Jennifer. I see the work that she does and how much she's dedicated to it, and we thank everybody around the Northwest who is working in all these nursing home facilities. I'm sure their family and friends would love to thank them too. So just on behalf of all them, we'll give them all a round of applause during this Christmas period.
And you know, a lovely thing about the last couple of days, and just to echo your point, Sinead, is that has come across with the lovely staff and the smiles and everything as well. So really, we've got a sense of that. For those that wouldn't be as aware of it as you might be, of the amazing role all the staff play in people's lives, because it's a relationship.
Absolutely. We're just seeing a little window, and as our viewers are as well today. But there's good times and bad. And of course, around the Christmas season, when we all want to be with family, these people come out in their job and they make it not just their job, but they become family for a lot of people. So just around to everybody who's listening around the Northwest in them roles, we just would like to thank them all from Highland Radio.
Oh,
so
sure.
Well said, Sinead, I'm telling you.
I'm getting better.
Did you ever think of running for election?
I might. You know, so would you vote for me?
I definitely would.
Well, think about it.
I definitely would.
Well, you see, Sinead's good at telling the truth, but if she ran for election, then she'd have to start telling the odd. She'd have to start telling the odd fib. Hey, it is the Night to Loon show. Go on, guys, take it away, Tommy. Who else have you got, or are you finished your chat?
Yes, I have a lovely lady here from Bury Island, Teresa. How are you doing? It's lovely to talk to you. Mm-hmm. How are you keeping?
I'm not too well.
You're not too well, of course. Sure, they have a great crowd here looking after you.
Mm-hmm.
Come here. I believe you're a fine singer as well.
Well, I think that.
Come here, will you give us a few bars, will you? Go on. Christmas.
A wee hay.
Yeah?
What was the name of the song, Geraldine, she was going to sing?
I'll just give her a wee bar. We'll start off together. Are you ready?
Aye.
In the town of Killaloe,
in a
merry month of May, when the heather and the roses were in bloom, a young maiden passed me by, and she gave me the glad eye. In the bright silvery light of the moon.
Big round of applause for Teresa there, I'm telling you.
Brilliant.
I say she'd have been some singer in her day, definitely.
Oh, she still is, definitely. Tommy, absolutely.
Before we have a song from Sinead, have any of you heard Sinead sing?
Yes.
Well, we're going to have one from Sinead in a minute, but we want to go down here and talk to Mary. Mary, how are you? How are you keeping?
Fine.
Where are you from, Mary?
Rye, Grotta, Falcara.
Good old spot, Rye, Falcara. How long have you been in the home here?
Pardon?
How long have you been a resident here in the nursing home?
In Rye.
No, here in the nursing home. How long have you been here?
Pardon?
How long have you been here in the nursing home where we are now?
I must be 22 weeks.
Good. And are they looking after you well?
Very well. Very nice. You could not get any nicer nurses or doctors. They're
well,
very,
Jennifer and them look really very, good, I tell you. They do a great job here, don't they?
Very good. Pardon?
Jennifer and the girls do a great job.
I'm a wee bit deaf, you know, in one ear.
All right.
I have to get another hearing in. I lost the left one, so... When I get that one, I'll hear a lot clearer.
Well, Mary, you're going to hear Sinead sing an old song.
Well,
now.
Tommy, actually, Mary loves Brady Gallagher, and we are in Brady Gallagher
country.
Territory today. So the residents here put me on the spot now, but we're going to have a few selections, of if that's okay with you, Greg.
Oh, yes, I can't wait.
So Mary might actually give me a hand and the residents. So we're going to do a few little songs by the late, great Brady Gallagher. You can sing along at home, too.
And if anybody feels like dancing, it's an old-time waltz. And if you don't, it's still an old-time waltz.
Dear Danny, I'm taking the pen in me hand to tell you you're just outside of the land. In that big ocean liner we're sailing, it's time. And we're sailing away from the Emerald Isle. As the rain sort of soars, seems to come from us all. As the waves hit the last bit of old Donegal. Sure, it's great to be you that is taking your tea. Where they're cutting the corn around Carisla today. Ah, goodbye to you, Danny, there's no more to be said. For I think the salt water has gone right to me head. And the pain in my eyes I tore to my mind. The friends and the colleagues that I leave behind. And sure, Katie herself, when she bid me goodbye, a justice like this brings a tear to your eye. And a break in your heart as she said you might stay. Please God, I'll come back to Old Carisla someday. It's just a year ago today I left old Erin's arms. My heart is throbbing in the spotlight of my colleague's smile. Her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we say goodbye in old Mayo. Let's hear y'all sing now, come on. And two Irish eyes are shining, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish eyes will bless me, and true Irish love caress
me. Sugar Irish lips will bless me. When it's snowing, this lady might help me sing the song, Tommy.
Yeah, what, Mary?
As an Irish boy was leaving. Leaving his own native home.
Come on, Mary, sing up.
Crossing the broad Atlantic way. What's more, she'd wish to grow.
Nearly there, Mary.
And as she was leaving his mother, while standing on the quay, he threw his arms around her waist, and these are the words he did say all together. A mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, for you'll miss her when she's gone. Love her as in childhood, or feeble, old, and gray. For you'll never miss your mother's love, till she's buried beneath the clay. For you'll never miss your mother's love, she's buried beneath the clay.
Ah, give yourselves a round of applause.
Yay, what about Mary? What about Mary?
Fantastic stuff. All right, that's Sinead Black, Tommy Rosny. We're going to be back to them for more from the Lake House Nursing Home in Dunfanaghy after this quick break.
The 9 till noon show with Letterkenny Credit Union. Simplify your debts with a debt consolidation loan from Letterkenny Credit Union. Call us on 074-910-2126 or apply online via our app or in office today.
A message from Donegal County Council and the Donegal Road Safety Working Group. This Christmas and New Year, the main message to all motorists is never ever drink or drug drive, because the consequences for you and others is life-changing. At best, you could risk losing your license. At worst, you could be responsible for someone's death or serious injury. Remember, if you drink or have taken drugs, never drive. Even one drink will affect your driving. Plan alternative ways to get home before you go out. Designate someone who has not been drinking or taken drugs. Arrange a taxi. Ask a parent or another driver to pick you up. Let's make our roads safer for everyone.
Do you need a UK address? Save hundreds of euros on custom charges shopping online with Space Hub Dairy. We provide a full virtual address mailbox service for all your business and personal use. Save hundreds, possibly thousands, on custom charges with Space Hub Dairy. Call 048 718077 or online spacehubdairy.com for more details.
The Lotto jackpot is an estimated 9.2 million euro. Play responsibly in store, in app, or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
Stay warm for less this winter with Homeland. 5-pack wood logs by 3 for 13 euro. Hardwood log crate, 450 kg, only 329 euro. Nationwide delivery available. Shop in store or online at homeland.ie.
And now the Highland weather, brought to you by Shop LK. An accumulation of Christmas shoppers will descend on Letterkenny this December. See shoplk.ie or like us on Facebook.
Okie dokie, very welcome back to the 9 till noon show and the weather forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy and breezy, or rather windy, with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, with a few heavier bursts likely. Milder than it felt yesterday, temperatures 9 to 11 degrees. Okay, it's back to the Lake House Nursing Home in Dunfanaghy. Who are you saying hello to now, Tommy?
Well, Greg, I'm here with a man who's a big Finn Harps supporter, Derek Wilkinson. Derek, how's it going? Are you well?
Not too bad, thanks. Not too bad.
What about the old Harps last season? Kind of a quiet season, hadn't it?
To say leasing, or it was, of all things that happened, it was very hard to listen to, but there again, at least it stayed up.
Yeah, I suppose too, after Ollie been there for so long and a new man coming in, whoever would come in, it was going to take time, because he nearly brought in a whole new team, didn't he?
Well, I mean, Ollie did brought to live here for sake, and the rooms we've had over the years, and he had, and had made tremendous seams, and it was hard there, and it was always hard in the future.
Yeah, you've been a harp supporter how long? You've been working with the harps and been a supporter a long time, haven't you? How many years?
Before the end, and it was about 60 years ago.
Yeah, it's amazing. Do you think they'll ever get over to the new ground over the other side of the town?
I question but I think it probably may, but whether we're alive or not, to remember or not, remains to be seen.
Yeah, it's been great, you know, for the Northwest having Sligo and Finn Harps and Derry in the league, because, you know, most of the teams in the Premier League now are all Dublin-based teams, aren't they? And apart from Harps, it'd be great to see. I know Harps have been in the First Division now last year, and they'll be in it next year, but it's great when you have themselves Sligo and Derry up in the same division, isn't it? They're all local derbies and good crowds.
And you know, and you cannot beat for leaves like that.
Yeah,
they were unbelievable, and I mean, when Derry and Sligo, and fantastic.
Yes, amazing. And all the time I've been in Donegal, people back home used to say to me, "Are you a Harps man or a Sligo man?" And I would support both of them. You know, it's good to see the teams from the Northwest doing their business.
Oh yeah, that means a lot of work, and it's been difficult times.
Yeah,
but I mean. We managed to live. So,
Kimberly, ask, are you looking forward to the Christmas?
Looking forward to, quiet time, and we'll see how things go on, and a great times, and a great special man. I was talking to the other day Fran, it was very good.
Yeah, it's great. Come here, wishing you a happy Christmas, and we might even see you over at Finn Park sometime in the new season. I see they're changing their time now to 7:45 rather than 8 o'clock.
Yeah, make it a good time, but it'll be all right.
Well, come here, have a great Christmas.
Thank you.
I must go down here and say hello to one more man before I hand you back to Sinead. And John McGee, I think, is down here. John.
Joe
even. What's between a Joe and a John? Joe, how are you doing?
Oh, not bad.
How are you? How are things? Where are you from?
Pardon?
Where are you from? What part of town?
Derry Real, near Falcarra.
Oh, yes. Would you have known John Cannon down that part of the world?
No.
John used to be in the Guidoor Bar and the Loch Alton at one stage.
I've been in Scotland most of my life, you know, until the accident I had then. I had a venture come here 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I've come right here since. There are a lot I didn't. We've been away so long, you didn't. Much acquaintance with, you know.
Yeah.
Aye.
Come here, somebody was telling me there might be an old song in you. Is there a...
Pardon?
Somebody was telling me you entertained the troops here. Is there an old song in you that you could give us a few bars of? Now don't show up, Sinead, you know, but if you have a few bars, could you sing us a few bars?
And forget it?
What?
He's wanting to go to the other kind of bar. Sing us a wee song, Joe, would you?
Eh?
Would you sing us a wee song
for us?
No.
Are you?
That's it. One thing I can't do.
Are you a wee bit like Anne over here? She was looking for. She says to me, Greg, if you give me a wee brandy, I'll sing you a wee song.
I think if we all had a brandy, we'd all be singing, Sinead. Come here, I have to take a quick break for the news. Can I come back to you after 11 and maybe, Sinead, you might sing us another one? And if you have anyone else to say hello to, that's okay.
We will, of course.
Is that
take
all right?
We'll talk to you after the news.
All right, stay right where you are, guys. That's Tommy and Sinead live from the Lake House Nursing Home in Dunfanaghy. We'll be back to Tommy and Sinead to wrap up and get another tune from Sinead after we take a break. And we'll be back with the news after these.